Welcome to the Can of Spam Podcast, your weekly serving of nincompoopisms and absolute buffoonery.
And don't forget the dad jokes and poop stories. Let's get it.
Holy moly, gang. It has been a minute. Maybe not for you. I don't know how closely you're listening to these episodes, but we haven't actually recorded in, I don't know, what do you want to say? Several months, Nick?
Yeah, several months.
Well, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Can of Spam Podcast. We got your poopitarian here. We got Agent Oahu on the show, and yours truly, Mr.
I'm
Old Man
back,
Lopez.
Baby.
And there he is. Here to save the day.
Thank you. Oh, wow. I didn't know. You guys bring me in because, it's that desperate without me.
Oh, yeah.
It is.
We're crickets. Every time we record a session without you, it's just crickets. So
I am honored.
Yeah. Everyone's been asking me, how's Agent Oahu? How is he? Where is he? Where is he?
Yeah.
Thank you to my mom for listening to the podcast.
Oh, shout out to Mama Kawakami. Mama
there's
Oahu.
There's no way she listens to this.
She's the only one that would ask, where I am. So I guess that's...
Oh. The only person that listens is your wife. That way she can get you in trouble.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Let's tight leash.
We don't want to say anything sneaky today.
Well, anyway, so we wanted to just sit here and give everybody a little update on how things are in our lives. It's a very different world that we live in now for all of us. So, Agent Oahu, let's start with you. What's new in your realm?
Oh, my God. Child.
Ooh,
probably
child.
That. But you know what's interesting that we were just doing that little intro spiel there? I feel like we've gone through... phases of the Can of Spam podcast has been like the phases of Earth, because I remember my first guest appearance on this podcast was at Kavika's apartment before COVID, and then COVID hit and we all went remote. That was the next phase. And then now it's like we're out of COVID, but now we're all dads. So it's like, we are growing with you. We're growing with the community. And, just so appreciative to be a part of this wonderful place. So thank you for having me back. Oh, I am feeling extra stupendous to be here. Thank you.
And I'm sure all of the spammers are thrilled to have you back on, because we now have
a
plethora of life experience.
Yeah, I mean, we are basically... sages now.
Ooh.
If anybody has a question about life, we can give you probably the best answer you've ever heard.
One would say then that this podcast has been with you more than your own child itself, Nick.
Technically, I have eaten spam since the last time we did the podcast. So, my connection here
runs deep.
My stomach. Yeah. Deep as my pico. That's how deep it is.
Ah, that's deep.
The Can of Spam consumption in many ways, more than one.
No. But I am. I make jokes, but I'm truly happy that we're all back together. I know a lot has gone on. Yes, I had a kid. So my life is now no longer my life. The Cowboys are still junk, and probably even junker than before. And
it's true. It's true.
Yeah. And still to this day, one of my crowning achievements, one of my proudest moments of my life, is it's not my daughter. It is my gravedigger answer
it.
To our
I
top
knew
five.
It.
Yeah. So. I'm just thrilled
That's
to be
right.
back. I'm thrilled to be giving gems. I'm thrilled to be throwing out my knowledge that I can. You're welcome, spammers, and you're welcome, Nick and Veeks.
You will forever have Gravedigger on your team, and no one can take that away from you, Nick.
No one can ever take that. Thank
ever.
You.
Now I gotta buy you a Gravedigger shirt or little action figure.
Well,
for
I
your
can
daughter.
Tell you, I can tell you that it's been so. See, it's put such a mark on my life that I'm going to be honest with you guys. I named my first child Gravedigger. That's how much it's meant to me.
All right. So speaking of your child, just for the spammers and just so we can all get a baseline of all of our kids, let's get the stats on your monster truck. your new monster.
Yeah, my little monster truck. She's, I don't know, she's huge. She's 99.9 percentile height. So she's like 6 feet tall. She's months old. we had the, the Phoenix Mercury. They called us. They wanted to know if she could come and try out. So we'll see.
Oh, the basketball team, WNBA.
Yeah, yeah, not the planet. the basketball team. It came to, you know, they came to our
Mercury
house.
Cold.
Coach Thomas came to our house. I don't know the actual coach's name. yeah, no, she's
a big baby.
Healthy, happy. Today was a big day. Today was peanut butter. Today,
no allergies.
Nothing so far. So so far so good. Thanks for asking.
Cool. Well, why don't we shift gears on over to you, Poopitarian? How are things going in your world?
But real quick, besides Gravedigger, what do you call your daughter normally?
I mean, that's what do you mean besides that normally? Other maybe GD or associate? Okay. I don't know. Yeah.
Okay. I just wanted to know. How am I doing? I'm doing good. My daughter is now 5 years old. And she started kindergarten. So it's kind of a big deal. And then she had a bad day today because she had an accident in her... She had a she accident and couldn't find her replacement underwear and cried in the bathroom because she got locked in. So
I had that
dealing
same
with that.
Exact day yesterday. I understand.
And then my I have an 18-month-old son who is an animal. He is huge and he eats nonstop. Seriously, he is Tasmanian devil. He just eats constantly. Yep. So he's a lot of fun to have around. He's really vocal.
Oh, yeah?
And,
he's been so quiet when I'm around him. That's surprising to hear.
Dude, wait till you see him, man. He will not stop talking.
Oh, him and my
yammering
son will get
about
along
something.
So well. Well, my oldest.
Yeah, they will. Yes. Oh, touche, Mr. Kaviga. Let's throw it in your court.
I'm peak infant mode right now. So my son literally just had his 1 month old checkup at the doctor's, which is why I was running late, left these two Nicks hanging. I have two boys now. My oldest is going to be 3 in October. That's a couple months away. And then now I have the 1 month old. So got some Lopez brothers, another generation of chaos coming to take on the world.
That does sound like a CW show. Coming to Thursdays on CW, the Lopez brothers.
The Lopez brothers. Yeah, it sounds more like a game show where it's literally just one kid is talking your ear off and asking questions over and over again, and the other one's just screaming. Not going to get a lot of good ratings.
Of the three of us, who would be the best game show host?
You.
Wow, thank you.
You're welcome.
I'd never have guessed that.
No,
and
not
next...
at all, no.
Never
would
have guessed that.
Such a surprising result. We're all in agreement.
I was like some sort of caveman game show host in a previous life or something like that.
I mean, your job is similar to a game show. You're just constantly fooling people into buying these houses, right?
The game of life. It's called the game of life, Mr. Poopy. And my clients are winning.
What is it? What do you say? It's a buyer's market right now. Oh, yeah.
It's a
buyer's.
I think you're taught. First week, it's your response is, it depends. It depends.
There's a lot of nuance.
There's a lot of factors. Yeah. No,
what depends on is, are you buying or selling personally? That's the market.
It depends on if you wear Depends. That's the biggest thing when it comes down to buying and selling real estate. It comes down to your underwear preferences.
And if they are wearing Depends, then you can just scam the crap out of them.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Unless you're my daughter and gets locked in the bathroom and can't find her replacement underwear.
She got scammed by the bathroom door.
She does not have Depends. They're like princess.
Maybe you need to give her a pair. An emergency
sounds like we
backup.
Have a solution.
she's too brain. Small. She's too small to wear Depends. They're huge.
That's a weird concept. You start life in diapers. You end life in diapers. Why don't we just make that a normal thing? That way we can skip all of the rigmarole of underwear. And having to go to the bathroom and step in shishi.
I know why. I don't want to pee my pants.
How do you know? When's the last time you peed your pants?
Like I said, yesterday when I got locked in the bathroom, I didn't have any extra underwear. Did you not hear what I said? Listen.
And you did not locked in the bathroom. Why didn't you just pee in the bathroom?
Oh, that is a
touché.
Profound question.
Touché. It's like, why does an acorn roll down a hill and create an avalanche? We just don't know.
It's like
science.
It's like starving to death in a McDonald's.
Well, it is a hard thing to know.
Science, that's why, you guys.
Anyway, okay, so all right, let's get this show on the road.
Save us, Kavika. Save us.
Conversation killer.
We are gonna officially coin this episode, the first episode of our we're gonna call it pop culture. Because now we're all papas to our little children. I have to give full credit to my wife for coming up with that, and I think it's a genius stroke of wordplay.
Is she standing right there because you're laying it on thick?
No, she's feeding the baby. Okay. I just know she's going to listen to this, and if I don't mention that it was her idea, I'll probably end up without a man thing.
So thick, I was going to start calling you Robin Thick. What do you mean? You don't his most famous song ever?
Can you sing it for us?
Yeah, the one that goes with the words.
Ah. Okay.
No,
anyway.
Isn't he the one that sang Blurred Lines?
Nah, that is him.
In your face.
But that's like the only song he has, though, I think. I don't think he has anything else.
I forget how Blurred Lines goes anyway.
You know how angry the spammers are right now that none of us know the songs of Robin Thicke?
That's a he, right?
This Robin? Line is Robin thick.
I think he's a dude. You're asking the wrong guy. I'm
Alan
Old Man
Thicke's
Lopez,
son.
Dudes.
Alan
I don't know
Thicke,
anything.
Rest in peace. That's his stat.
Oh, I didn't know that.
He's like one of my inspirations for this show.
Rob.
Yeah, I cut you guys off.
All right. Hit us with it, Kavika.
All right, so we're going to do one segment here, kicking off the show.
So frustrated.
That's my job to get everything back
on
track.
My job to reel in everyone.
So we got a couple topics here for this Would You Rather edition, parent edition. So number one, let's start off with, would you rather have your toddler choose your outfits or have them choose your meals for an entire week?
Whoopi, why don't you go first?
Yeah, I'm going to say my daughter can pick my meals for an entire week. Because we would eat mac and cheese, chicken nuggets. I mean, I'm totally cool with all that.
So the way you look, you're saying the way you look is pretty important, it sounds like.
Yeah.
Rather than the way
that's not what I was saying. I'm more of us thinking, like, I want some sweet things to eat.
I guess a week is not the end of time, right?
Yeah, I get the benefit. We'll get ice cream and chicken nuggets, and why not?
Well, because I do consider Poopy to be a fashionista. Yeah, I mean, like Nick always is like,
I wear like the same Dan t-shirt and shorts every day. Even my wife is like, she's like, you wear the same crap every day.
Does your wife pick out your clothes?
No.
Oh.
Of course not.
I mean, we're all dads here.
I'm not good for anyone, though. I'm not like going anywhere where I need to like have any good garb on.
Are you guys garb? To the point where I am where your significant other is now purchasing a majority of your clothes? Or are you guys still autonomous in your purchasing choices?
Fully autonomous.
Really?
Maybe for like holidays and stuff.
You gotta have the matching PJs for your Christmas card.
But neither of us get offended if like it's like the wrong size or they want a different color.
Your wife buys your clothes for you.
Yeah, I feel like that's the point where I am now. It's like, I don't really have to worry about it. It's actually kind of great.
I was gonna say it sounds kind of convenient.
Yeah, it's very convenient. She does a good job, so I don't have to worry about it.
I think a greater question to ask is: are you at a stage where you now buy clothes from Costco?
Yes, one hundo.
See, there's the age thing there, because when you're in your 20s or early, you know, late teens or whatever, you don't want to buy Costco clothes.
What is it about Costco clothes that makes them so undesirable to that age group?
I know what makes it desirable is the convenience. You're at Costco buying
Costco
diapers.
Things.
Yeah. I mean, it's just basically diapers. So you might as well just buy some pants while you're there.
The quality is pretty good, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, it's all good. I mean, it's all brands I recognize too, but the...
What brands? There's like Kirkland, that's it. There's like
no,
one brand.
Oh, they got Quicksilver, they got Hanes.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Oh, really? I guess I'm not doing it right.
They got Puma and Nike.
Yeah, get your Costco game
up. No, they don't have Puma and Nike.
I promise you. I have
sweatpants
in my drawer
right
now
that are
from Costco. And I wear them to the theater every time.
Is anybody a Sam's Club guy?
Oh, Sam's Club.
I have a membership.
I have a membership, but I've only been once.
Wow, you guys are so luxurious.
Yep.
We
are.
This might come up later in the show, but there's some qualities to Costco that I prefer over Sam's Club.
Red.
That is a good thing to talk about later. That's a good one.
We don't want to talk about that now.
No, we don't want to ever spoil it, man. We got to keep the suspense going.
So
these spammers are just hanging on the edge of their seats wanting to know, why do they like Sam's Club?
I feel like I'm in an advantageous position because my daughter's a little older than your guys' kids. I know, rub it in, right?
That's an advantage?
Yeah, because if she's picking out my clothes or picking out what I eat, that's going to be a lot better than if, you know, your two-year-old is picking out what you eat in your clothes.
I don't know. Well, I do have two boys, so I would probably enlist my older son to pick out my clothes, to be honest. Because
that's
what I think
mean.
About it, like, sweet, I get to dress up as Spider-Man every day.
Nothing wrong
I'm
with
down.
It.
I'm down. Let's do it.
Well, see, here's my confusion with this question, because
you don't have a kid old enough to be able
well,
to
I know. Nobody,
decide
they
on
don't
those
have,
things.
Yeah, make they don't make decisions. The only decision they really make is like, should I slap dad in the face right now while he's sleeping?
Oh.
Or should I play with my toy?
Ah, okay.
And I feel like it's like a 50-50 shot on that choice.
And then he slaps you with the toy.
Yeah. This is a tough one for me. I think if I had to imagine her older, okay. And then I need clarification too, because you guys always do this where you put up some general question and there's so many nuances to it that I just, you know, it's hard for me to answer. So let me boil this down.
You just
for
don't
you guys.
Want to be
this
wrong.
This is a situation you're talking about where your child is standing either in front of your
face.
Closet. No, it's standing in front of your closet, choosing out your clothes, right? Your child's not choosing their clothes for you, correct?
Well, the way Kavika made it sound like was the child's picking out Spider-Man clothes.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
That's what he's wearing
whatever they
every
want.
Day.
So
whatever they want.
I feel like that's...
It wouldn't
you go
fit.
Yeah, it wouldn't fit. Like, what's the point of this question?
No, look,
it would be
listen,
mute
listen,
because they would be
if
like...
If my son comes up to me, he's like, I want to dress up like Spider-Man.
This is a dumb question.
Okay, we're going to the store and I got to go get Spider-Man clothes.
Oh, wow.
We're just
see, now
Spider-Man
there's
today.
Money being spent. Now there's like, you got to get in the car. See, that adds to it because like getting in the car, getting out into the store with a kid, like that's just insane. So that's one situation. That's what I want a clarification. That's why I think. But the other thing too is like, if the kid is choosing what you decide to eat, are they also... like standing in front of a fridge, pulling stuff out, and then do they cook it for you? Are they preparing it for you? Or are they just like, are they looking in a menu book? Or are they in charge of coming up
I'm
with recipes on their
own? I'm gonna cut you
off
right now
own?
And make it real simple for your puny little brain. Whatever your kid says, you snap your finger and that's what's happening. If he wants to dress as Superman, snap your finger, boom, Superman clothes, and you dress like that for the day. Whatever happens
but
the next day, boom.
Clothes.
Yeah, whatever fits you perfect.
Okay.
If you want him to feed you whatever, and he decides it, snap your fingers, and that food is right there. That's what you're eating for that meal.
And it's already been prepared.
It's already been prepared.
Oh, man. Well, it's a good thing my kid is a gourmand, because I think like...
A what?
That's
gourmand.
Not an English word. You just made that up.
A gourmand? I never,
a gourmand.
That is...
Look it up.
Nope.
It's...
Gorgon? Isn't that the thing in Zelda, that little race of people?
No,
you're
that's
thinking
the race
of gargoyle. Of yeah, that's the race of people from Small Soldiers.
Yeah, you're thinking
the embassy
like
was of Gorgon.
We all have a different answer.
Yeah, you're thinking of Commissioner Gordon from Batman.
Oh, that's right. That is where I was at. Thank you, Nick.
Yeah,
that's three good 90s references, 80s, 90s
thank
references
you.
In like
thank
10
you.
Seconds.
Well, technically, Commissioner Gordon has been in a recent movie as well, so you know, I'm just trying to go across all generations here, really bring in the demographics for this podcast.
Okay, so, given the recent information age in Oahu, which would you choose?
What about Commissioner Gordon?
About snapping your fingers?
No, you're the gourmand, whatever the gourmet.
Wait, so am I snapping my fingers, or is my kid snapping her fingers? Because she can't snap her fingers.
It doesn't end.
Answer the question.
Your daughter's a gourmand.
Yeah.
And I don't know what that means. That's where we left.
But she's uncoordinated as far as snapping with her fingers at this point.
That's what gourmand means?
No. Gourmand means, well-versed in the matters of culinary.
I just can't even speak.
Dumb it down for me, Kimosabe.
I am speechless.
People who enjoy food and have knowledge about food. I believe it's a real word. If you guys Google it.
So based on this definition and you describing your daughter, you think you would rather have her decide what you want to eat?
No. For a week. I'm saying that there's so many nuances to this answer.
There's really not.
Do you want your kid to pick what you eat?
There's you answering the question, or we're moving on to the next segment.
Well, let me just tell you, okay, and everybody, I think you guys should know this. This is Nick, by the way. I want to make sure I identify myself in case there's people that are confused. I like my clothes and I like eating food.
But you don't even pick your own clothes, so therefore, like, you don't like it. You just like the convenience of it.
Yeah, so there's my answer. I would enjoy either, because then the decision would be taken out of my hands. However, if I did have to eat, the caveat is if I did have to eat what she's eating right now, I would starve, because it's like only blueberries or only, you know, whatever right now.
True. Sweet. So you're walking around in a onesie all day.
I'm walking around in a onesie.
A baby
starving.
Onesie.
You just said peanut butter.
Adult human.
Yeah, peanut butter. Yeah. But it's like not a... I'm not getting, a plate lunch from her, because she doesn't know what a plate lunch is yet.
Is that what you really like, plate lunches?
Who doesn't?
I'm just asking if that's what you like.
It's a food dish that is served in the middle of the day on a plate. Do you not know what a plate lunch is? Jeez, Louise, let me define it for you.
I was just saying, is that what you like eating, plate lunches? That's
God. You know, okay, I'm gonna throw back the curtain
Wait.
I want to throw back the curtain a little bit. And part of the reason why, I'm so happy right now is because, opportunity to be able to sabotage conversations again with you guys is so, I'm just so
you
happy
got a lot
to be
of
back.
Pent up.
I got a lot of pent up grenades that I want to throw into everything. Yeah.
Monkey wrenches. All right. Okay. Well, I'm not sure what his answer was, but would you
it
rather
was neither,
number two?
Remember? It was neither.
It
because
was both
he likes
nothing.
Making his. Right.
Okay. So moving on. My voice just cracked there. Would you rather have to communicate only using nursery rhymes with your child and your spouse for a day, or whenever you're talking, you're imitating a pirate?
Beaks, why don't you answer first?
I think that the most obvious answer would
that
be the
sounds
one that's
like
easiest.
Yoda. That was Yoda. That was 100%. You were going to go into Yoda. You were going to speak into backward sentences.
Our gold at the end of the rainbow there be. Is this a leprechaun or?
That was a leprechaun.
Mm. I guess I was confusing pirates and leprechauns for a second.
You guys could have seen his face afterwards realizing what he had just said. Wait a minute. No, I think.
Arr, me green beer be at the end of the rainbow, you see.
Yeah, you trailed off into a little leprechaun there.
Get back here with me, lucky charms.
I just don't know enough nursery rhymes to have to speak nursery rhyme all day.
That's my problem too. Like, I don't think I would be able to communicate anything other than like, the sun's going down, or we're all going to burn to ashes as we sing Ring Around the Rosie?
Yeah, this is a stupid question.
It's got to be pirate. It's got to be pirate.
All right, well, I gave my impression. I think Nick's the only, or Poopitarian's the only one that didn't give his pirate impression, so let's hear it.
Arr, I'm a pirate. Arr. That's all I got.
I think you should go with nursery rhyme.
You guys know what a pirate's favorite letter is?
What is Arr. It? Do you know where their favorite place to eat is?
Arby's.
No, Long John Silver's.
Idiot. Okay, well, that was obviously a dumb would you rather. So let's move on to the next one.
How do you save a dying pirate?
Give him CPR. Ah, there it is. That's good. I like that one.
What is another one?
We don't need another.
Oh.
That was good.
We're good. The world is happy with the amount of pirate jokes that exist in the world.
How do you see into a pirate's soul?
Eye to eye, matey.
You missed it.
What?
It was right there.
Why did the pirate hate the steering wheel?
Welcome
on his
to
belt
the
buckle?
Making Up Pirate Joke segment of the Cat of Spam podcast.
Okay, what was the end of that joke?
Why did the pirate hate the steering wheel on his belt buckle?
There's a steering wheel. Because
it's
his pants.
It's driving me nuts.
Do pirates have steering? Is that even a thing to have a steering wheel on your belt?
It is in this hypothetical situation.
I don't know.
Why do truckers hate having steering wheels on their belts? Because it's steering their nuts. That's
same
not what
joke.
The joke was.
It's a driving
same
driving
joke.
Them.
Yeah.
Good try.
Why?
All right. All right, we really need you here, Kavika.
What kind of?
I am trying. I'm trying. The jokes just keep rolling in. I keep getting bulldozed.
What is
there?
He
goes again.
What is the pirate's favorite drink?
High C. That's clever.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
All right, Kavika.
Good. Thanks. Thank you, gentlemen. Would you rather? Would you rather your toddler?
What is a pirate's favorite part of female anatomy?
Did you just do that again?
No, sorry, go ahead. Sorry. Okay.
Would you rather have to do potty training again, or would you rather have to do sleepless nights with an infant again?
Oh, man.
I know you haven't done potty training, Nick, Agent Oahu.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Let's just operate off of your best known
I'll go
judgment.
First, because you guys are going to answer this, and I actually have a good answer, because having been potty trained myself.
First-hand experience.
I can comment on this. I don't know if you guys have, but I have. So,
have you been sleep trained?
Yes, I have. I mean, I train daily to try and sleep. I have a sleep coach.
Do you have a trainer? Good.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
Yeah. It's pretty great. As somebody who does use the potty, not successfully as we've talked about from yesterday. I can imagine that potty training your toddler is a disaster in many different ways because of you're dealing with fecal matter. I've had the transition now to solid food fecal matter, so I know that it went from junk to terrible as far as odors and consistency and those kinds of things. So to have that now outside of a diaper and to manage a toddler's desires, is that the right word? To use the bathroom correctly or not? Seems like it would be a nightmare in that way.
So you'd rather just have sleepless nights for a while?
Yeah, I'll turn into a zombie over having to fling poo everywhere. I'm not sure how potty training works. I'm assuming you throw the poo after they make it to celebrate, but that's what I've heard.
You make them smell it like a dog. Mm-hmm. You just
so
shove
they
it
know,
in their
like
face.
They got the right spot. Like, this is where you go.
No.
You hit him with a newspaper.
Spray him with a water bottle.
I'm taking notes, you guys.
Good.
I'm excited for my journey.
Sweet. We're trying to fast track your potty training with your daughter.
I think we need to hear your voice for a while now, Kavika. So what do you got?
I don't know, man. I'm terrible when I don't have enough sleep. I think on average, I probably require more sleep than most people, and I am not good. I'm not a good person to be around when I'm not sleeping well. So my experience with potty training, I would say it was faster. I think you have to put up with it for a shorter amount of time, assuming that you're pretty consistent with it. Obviously, pink eye and giardia or whatever stomach issues are a possibility and have occurred in some whole households. May or may not have been also in mine. But
you got pink eye from your kid's poop?
Somebody got pink eye.
I do remember this.
What was the other one? E. coli. Ugh.
That's right.
For those of you that have
that's
not
wild, dude.
Had kids yet, just that is just going to be a normal part of your life for a long time.
Mm-hmm. That is not normal. I mean, I've been...
That is not how it goes? Is that what you're saying?
No, that's definitely how it goes. That's definitely how it goes. But, however, I think the duration of the potty training cycle is shorter. Like, I would say maybe several weeks to a couple months, whereas most people, I think, have to deal with sleepless nights for, I don't know, I still know people that have, like, kids that are almost a year old, and they're dealing with sleepless nights. Luckily, my kids have been pretty good at falling asleep. Even the infant right now is already sleeping, I think, 4 to 5 hours between feeding times, so super lucky on that. But I think on the average, if I wasn't that lucky, I would not be happy for getting minimal sleep for more than a couple months.
I would be upset.
I would be less than jolly.
Yeah, I think I'm right there with you, dude. If I don't get 8 hours, I'm done. So I definitely would rather suffer during the day potty training than getting no sleep. And thankfully, my wife knows this. So for our second kid, she let me sleep. And I'm very, 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 very grateful that she let me sleep because I need 8 hours. I need my beauty rest. Here's the thing, though, about potty training that I realized. There's a preschool that we sent our daughter to, and they have to be kind of half potty trained, if that makes sense. And
like front side only?
No, like if they have accidents, that's okay.
They only pee half in their diaper and then half in the toilet.
Look, I'm trying to give you both you bozos a good nugget here, okay?
Or half a nugget.
Only one of two ways has to be successful.
I'm giving you a kernel of hope, okay? A corn kernel of hope. No, what
I
helps
I see what you
is,
did there.
What helps is the power of peer pressure. So because all the other kids are working on being potty drained, it helped my daughter become even more potty trained at the preschool versus at home. It's just me telling her to go, you know, whenever she is doing the little dance. But putting her in preschool really, really helped her get potty trained fast.
The herd culture, or whatever they want to call it.
Exactly. Yeah, herd mentality.
Everybody else is doing it.
That doesn't work for everything, though, I would imagine.
Did I say everything?
I assume
potty
that's
training.
What you meant. I assume that you were like, here's the secret, guys. This is the one thing that you need to do. Just peer pressure your kid into doing everything.
Shame. No, the potty training can
reinforcement.
It can be pretty... No, seriously, the potty training can be pretty tough for some people.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It's not easy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No. 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 Yeah.
I'm excited.
Yeah.
Don't know what you guys are doing. What is the favorite way for pirates to shop?
Target.
When things are on sale. There's sales on their boat.
I thought mine was good, though. Target.
You know, I had originally put in the show doc, like, best dad jokes segment. But I think it's been forced into this episode.
Yay! Now we don't need it.
Not
it is unneeded.
I'll sprinkle them. Don't worry. I'll sprinkle it in as we go. Don't worry, guys.
Okay. Well, speaking of... peer pressure. No. Speaking of, what was the thing you were talking about? Herd culture and... Oh, you said you were sleeping with your dog? Co-sleeping?
Who said that?
Agent Oahu. Did you say your daughter's sleeping?
No, dear God, no.
Okay, God.
Dear God,
okay,
separate spaces. Oh, Jesus. No way.
Good then.
That was like a... What's the right word? A commandment in my household. ye shall sleep in your own bed.
Get into your own bed.
No way, man. That would be... I don't know how people do that. I mean, I understand why, because obviously it's super tempting. But there's like...
Why is it super tempting?
Because it's convenient, right? You get, like, from what I understand, it's convenient in the sense that your kid sleeps longer or you don't have to get up to go and, like, comfort them because they're right next to you. But my whole thing was like, okay, we're not going to be able to do everything that everyone else does. But there are certain things we can try to do. And this has been one of those things.
Mm-hmm.
I'm only as perfect as perfect can be. You know what I mean?
I think we all strive for the level of perfection that you have achieved.
Thank you. Thank you. Quite, in life.
Quite impressive.
In life and in
genital size.
Child rearing.
Nobody heard what I just said.
I didn't hear it.
Anyway.
Everybody enjoyed
on.
It though.
I think the co-sleeping, it just kind of depends, and not to be that guy, but once you have a second kid, I think that's usually where people fall in the trap of co-sleeping a lot more, because then they let their first kid get in bed with them because they're too tired to like figure all that stuff out and take care of the second kid, if that makes sense.
I'm just blown away at the fact that people can actually sleep with another, with an infant or toddler in the same like 10 by 10 foot square space.
As we've established, Rachel can do it because my wife can do it because she's sleeping the same bit as me. And I'm a toddler. In my maturity. Get it?
Yes.
Get it?
I see what you did there.
I'm immature. No, but like I recorded my son when
what?
Like I recorded my so the fortunately, unfortunately, my wife is deaf in one ear. She's able to bury her good ear in the pillow, and she can pretty much sleep through like exceptional amounts of noise. I obviously like don't have the same issue. So when he's sleeping by me, like we shuffle the shifts. So sometimes he's with me, sometimes he's with my wife, and we give each other breaks every other night. And when he's with me, I recorded it one time, and the amount of noise coming out of this kid, like pig sounds, farting
yeah,
sounds,
gurgling.
Just like the startle reflex and like mini crying. Like, yeah. I don't understand how anybody could get any sleep, let alone like I'm a light sleeper or I take a long time to fall asleep. Like that going on just like drives me crazy. So I have a HomePod playing like rain sounds at the loudest possible volume to drown out this child's like noise. And I had to do that with my older son too, because he slept in a crib in our room for the first like 2 months and then we transitioned him over. So we're still trying to figure out what we're going to do with this one, but I don't think I could for long, like a long-term solution. No way. I would never.
Do you guys think that there's a, an artist that specializes in rain sounds and like they, and like Apple went to them and was like, hey, you know, we need rain sounds. Hey Kavika, you are the premier rain sound artist. Would you please grace us with your rain sound library? Or do you think like some guy just went like what some engineer at Apple just like went outside on a day and was just like pointing his phone into the rain and was like, okay, well, we got that one.
Nailed it.
I think you know, that's exactly what happened.
The unbelievable thing about what you're saying is if like usually I'll say it and the HomePod will catch the Hey Siri thing and it'll play the appropriate thing. And it'll just play it for as long as it wants because it's just on loop. But every once in a while, I'll be like on my phone and I'll say, Hey Siri, blah, 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 the rain sounds and my phone will hear it. And it'll make a playlist.
Right now playing. There it is.
Hey Siri, stop.
There it is.
You know what you've done though? You totally just like firebombed every listener who's listening to this and has a HomePod at home now.
Yeah.
Everybody's HomePods now is all gonna go off.
Good.
Start playing
yeah,
rain
all the
sounds.
Dude, all the many listeners we have, they're gonna be going nuts
with those NFL commercials. It would be like. It would say, all you have to do is say this, and then everybody's HomePod across the nation would be like,
yeah.
Well, Justin Jefferson
genius.
Scored 355 fantasy points yeah. last year or something.
Genius.
But anyway, my phone would catch it every once in a while, and it would give me a playlist of like just, you would not believe how many people have like just a rain track on their music album. It's like
the phone has built-in... I don't know if you know, but the phone has built-in white noise. You don't actually need to use the music app. There's a way to just do white noise from the phone itself.
I did not know that.
Can you I did not know that.
Yep.
Can you edumacate
please,
us?
Please.
Oh, so
yes,
if you're
looking
for a, if you're looking for a tech lesson,
yeah,
what you do is you have to, in the control center.
I'm in the control center.
You add the ear, and then when you hold down on it, you'll see background sounds.
Okay.
And then there it is.
No way, Jose. Do you know how much, you know, how many times
his name is Nick?
White noise machine on YouTube.
Well, there, I mean, you helped someone out who made that thing, and they probably got a lot of views.
What's dark noise?
Oh, that's that's how you get your child to evolve into a dark mage.
Yeah.
It's like an Eevee. You have to do it with like certain bright music noises. If you play Rain, it'll do like a water mage.
I love how Kavika Unity, at the very core, we default to just some kind of video game fantastical.
What are you talking about? This is something. This is real life, man.
This is making all the listeners have to pee.
But you're welcome. Just running water.
By the way, this is this episode is brought to you by Tushy. Go get your bidets from Tushy online, yep. Amazon.com.
This and, is, you know, and I never say this. We deserve a sponsor from Tushy. I'm just saying. We deserve that.
What is Tushy?
You don't have a bidet,
you
Nick?
You don't have a Tushy?
I do. I have a Toto.
Oh.
Oh, those are good, too.
Thank you.
Sounds stupid.
They're Asian.
And? Oh,
so that makes them better. You're racist.
Just end right there. They're
yes,
Asian.
Yes, we are.
And? Okay. So let's transition to this next phase, because I know all of us have a story to tell around this topic.
I don't know. I had a disgusting blowout the other day. Just want
to... Yourself?
You're not far off. So bad. It was so bad.
For all of you out there who plan to have kids one day, we are going to go through the three of us and tell a epic poop story for our that involves our children. Which I know we all have.
Oh, I have one.
We're about to do that right now.
For sure.
Where you pooped on your child.
Yeah.
Mm.
That was by accident. It was an accident, though.
Well, let's hear it.
No, I didn't poop on my child.
Every parent has a situation where they were unprepared for the amount of poop that was about to occur at the given time or location. So let's go through and pick one of those and tell all of our fellow, or not fellow listeners, all of our spammers, what they have to look forward to if they don't have kids.
Poopitarian should go first because it's kind of in his name.
This is in his
wheelhouse. Well, I was co-sleeping with my child and I thought it was going to be a silent fart and it wasn't, and I just blew all over them.
This is your own fart.
No, I'm just kidding. That never happened. I would say probably the worst. It's nothing crazy. It's just when the diaper didn't catch everything. I don't think I put the diaper on fully correctly. So coming out the side of the leg.
So much responsibility.
And like the other side.
The classic blowout.
Runny brown. Yeah, it's just a classic blowout. And it's just, to wipe it up is so disgusting. And it's so runny. And their little hands get moving everywhere. Oh, gosh. So you're just racing against the clock to try and mitigate as much spread of the infection as you can.
What is it that's in a baby's, like, psyche that says I have to touch everything to the shishi and the doo-doo?
It's called learning.
In my diaper, everything needs to touch it.
Yeah, it's called development.
Yeah. Eventually they just learn how to be really efficient at getting everything filthy. Hence the pink eye.
There's actually a funny photo my wife took of me holding the baby out with the huge blowout just like trickling down.
Gross.
Man, it's so disgusting. It's like you said, around that 9-month mark when they start eating like more solid stuff, it's way harder to deal with.
So let's get some details. What was the consistency? What did it taste like? How did you guys clean it up?
It was the color of peanut butter, and it was really runny, and it had a slight tinge of yellow to it because I feel probably a little breast milk in there still, and it was kind of thick in some parts and thin in others.
Do you remember if she was, like, constipated before that?
That's a good question. I don't think so. I think this was just your average blowout.
As you can see, I'm really, really interested in how this all went down. And I'm just trying to play the voice of the spammers because they all want to know.
I think they're good now.
All right.
It tasted a little nutty.
Nuts and berries.
What is Pirate's favorite Apple product? His eye patch.
AirPods.
His eye patch. Okay, that's pretty good.
Hey, yes.
AirPods.
All right, I'll tell mine next. Mine is not, I'm not going to provide as many details about the consistency, but this is my favorite poop story that I tell. So, my daughter makes poop. I don't know if you guys...
I've heard of it.
I don't even know if I needed to give that detail, but I just want to confirm. My child has regular bowel movements. And so I went to go change her, put it down on the changing table, and unvelcroed her diaper. And as I was opening it up, I saw the poop. So I kind of started to wipe you do the half wipe with the rest of the diaper kind of thing, and you close it into a pancake.
Front to back, ladies and gentlemen.
Yep.
Very important.
Yeah, front to back. Yep. Especially for the girls. I've learned that. So I went to close it. And as I went to close it, as we've mentioned before, kids like to grab things. So she grabbed it. And this is not anything out of the ordinary, but this time she happened to grab the Velcro part. So the Velcro part is also pretty stretchy. So tension grew in the Velcro area. And as I was pulling it, tension grew more and more. And as she let go, I wasn't prepared for her to let go. And my hand, I'm doing motions on the video, but for the, I'm trying to do my best to describe it for the
like
audio
when an Italian
listening
says
podcast.
It's delicious.
Yeah. My hand kind of opened up suddenly and unexpectedly. And as I went to try and grab the diaper back, the nugget flew out and went behind the dresser and fell down the wall.
And this is the first time you're telling anybody about it.
No. I've told this story before, but it's like
it's still there.
It's still there. Yeah. Legend has it.
Well, because you're supposed to let it harden before you go. No,
it's easier
to clean has it.
Let it dry out. And you know, in the moment, it's one of those things where I can reenact all of the hand motions that I did because it happened so slowly, and I also kind of regret, but also understand why my other hand went to go and try to catch it.
Oh, just instincts.
But then, like, yeah, baseball like instinctually. Instincts. But then I also, like, at the very last second, like, veered away because I didn't want to touch it. And you know, all that stuff is happening in an instant because you're trying to just, like, process, oh, my God, poop flying out of the diaper. I'm not going to catch it because that's poop. But then it's going to fall down. And so, unfortunately, it rolled down the wall and landed on the ground behind the dresser with the changing table dresser thing that we have. And... without batting an eye and without telling my wife, I cleaned it up.
Sure.
I proceeded to be a skilled moving man and, you know, moved the dresser out, wiped everything down, and went on my merry way.
Was there a nice skid mark on the wall?
I will not comment on that, but because I want to protect the resale value of my house... but I will say that, people with certain psychological disability or, issues might see, images in what was portrayed on my wall that day.
I think you're being a little bit discriminatory because if you find a client like Pupitarian here, that might actually increase the value of your house.
Yes.
If I knew there was a good poop massacre in a room, man, that really sets me off.
It's like the opposite of being haunted.
Well, the really difficult thing though was after I had moved this happened at like 5:30 in the morning or something like that, and so what there was no like lights, and so like trying to my early morning brain didn't comprehend like, oh, I should turn a light on to try and make this easier for myself. So I was trying to like scrounge around for it in behind the dresser in the extra dark area.
Like trying to plug in a plug to the outlet without looking
exactly,
at it.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And but I think
you turned it into a smear, didn't you? You didn't get it the first try.
I have a question, Nick.
Yes.
If you could redo this scenario, would you have caught the nugget?
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, I think I thought you would say that.
Yeah. Yeah. It would have saved me in hindsight/ with experience now. The catching of it and the cleaning of my hands would have been, it's not like I haven't had poop on my hands before. This is like where this is a toddler we're talking about. However, the like sheer unexpected surprise of the flying aspect of this particular
the airborne
adventure.
Qualities.
Yeah, the airborne nature of this particular example.
The Flying Dutchman.
Made me flinch. Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
My old grandpappy used to say, always catch the nugget.
Yeah.
This episode brought to you by Bizzle, the carpet cleaning, stain removing, odor reducing.
We just got one of those.
Spray.
So did we. We literally just bought it like last week. I was like, it's
time. That's funny.
There's two of these bastards.
It was on Amazon Prime deal and Melissa bought it.
Was it? Oh, dang it. I missed it. We had a 15% off Target, so we used that instead.
Yeah.
Boom.
Are you up on the... on the wet vac Asian Oahu?
Oh, yeah. No, my wife is a home stager, so we've had one for a long time.
Oh, yeah, and you're a realtor. You probably know about it.
Yeah, those things are great.
What is a... Okay, I don't... People throw out these things that they think everyone... I don't even know what a
stager.
Home stager is.
When you're selling
I don't know what
a
that
home,
is.
You want it to look like a living space, so you hire somebody to stage the home with furniture,
bring in furniture
and decorations.
Yeah,
to show
exactly.
them this is how it
Where
could
do they
look.
Get all the furniture from? That seems like
from
you have to store a lot of stuff.
Their huge storage center that they access every weekend when they want to do open houses.
Yeah.
Some
that's
people share.
That's pretty much it.
Wait, did your wife, was she a home stager before you started doing real estate or after?
After.
You got her into the gig.
She wanted to get into the gig. I told her don't do it because virtual staging is the next phase of... real estate,
virtual. What is that?
With Google AR glasses.
Yeah. So virtual staging is okay. So do you now? I don't know. I feel like I can't believe we have.
You need
to
pre-qualify
explain what this is. Okay. So do you know what furniture? Do you know what furniture is, Nick? it's like the how do I describe it? People buy pieces of.
I'm not familiar.
Yeah,
I'm not familiar with it.
In order to make their house more livable, right, most normal people will go buy what's called furniture, and it can take the shape of chairs or tables or couches. Basically, this is a place that you might sit at with your, you know what sitting is, right? You like bend your knees and you put your butt on something.
I'm vaguely familiar.
Okay, so you could sit there, you could lounge there. Really, it really maximizes the use of the space. That's really the point of furniture. You want to be able to enjoy the space that you have comfortably. So people add furniture.
You know what comfortable means, Nick.
Yeah, yeah. Comfortable means like not.
I know.
It's like the opposite of.
I'm not that right now.
So stagers try to recreate the comfortableness of a house by using their own furniture to fill what would otherwise be an empty space that people have already moved out of. Virtual staging is creating that same feel, but only virtually. So in photos or videos, depending on the type of virtual staging you might see in a photo, wow, there's all these great pieces of furniture that give you scale and give you a feel for the room. Whereas in real life, IRL, as the kids say, there is no staging actually in that room at that time.
Hmm.
Photoshop.
I have so many questions that I'm not going to ask. Makes sense. Makes sense, man.
Well, then,
makes
great.
Total sense.
Virtual staging. This episode brought to you by
Google
AR.
Why would you just show that? If I was selling my house, just come on over, check it out.
So many things wrong with that. Things.
I have a nice layout. It's very comfortable.
Darren, I just want to let you know, you're digging a hole right now for this podcast and this and the future of our
episodes. Your house is nice. I would just show it like that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so, but I'm moving out already. Probably found another place. So there, yeah, there's probably nothing in it.
Most people, they sell their place and moved out. Yeah. But also, I mean, no offense, Poopy, but the...
Can I call you Poopy?
Yeah, may I?
May I? Poops?
You
and no, you may not call me Poopy.
You welcoming people to your house when you are trying to portray a comfortable living situation for somebody else would not be my recommendation for an efficient marketing plan. Mm.
Say your client doesn't have two kids. So why
and
would
as
they
my
need
real estate agent,
people?
I trust you, Nick.
Yes. So I'm going to recommend that we have my very reputable and very professional staging company come in and stage it.
She's
it'll
been
be
in
at
business
my expense.
For days.
Oh, is that that's at your expense?
Yeah, not every agent do it that way, but I always
that's
a
deal. That's
yes,
a deal.
Yes, deal. Yeah.
Wow. I didn't know you had that kind of scratch laying around, Nick. This is changing so much.
You know, I do what I can for my clients, and my clients are my number one priority. This segment has been brought to you by me.
You'll always be my number one
brought
customer.
Brought to you by Agent Oahu. Buying or selling a home in Hawaii? Contact Agent Oahu at...
How does a pirate
good sell
pick up girl pirates? How do boy pirates pick up girl pirates? With booty calls.
There it is.
Call 1-800 pirate jokes.
We're still waiting on a
free estimate.
Look,
I still
got to
tell my story
from Kavika.
Goodness. Yeah. Luckily mine happened pretty recently. My younger kid.
Luckily, that's not luckily. That...
Well, it's fresh in the memory. I can still access
the
senses
smell the dew
that I experienced through that whole situation. So I'll be able to tell it pretty effectively, I believe.
Which kid?
This is
or
the
was
younger
it yourself?
One. Well, this is the baby. This is the baby. So if you take your kid home, typically from the hospital, they say look out for the I don't know how to say it. Is it meconium?
Meconium.
Yeah. So it's this thick, like tarry, poopy substance that comes out of your kid because they haven't pooped before and they have to like, it's almost like clearing the pipes that's been blocked up for 9 months in your wife's area, right? So
womb? It's not her area. It's her womb.
I don't know, man. I'm just trying to educate the spammers. Okay. I don't know what's acceptable on this podcast or not.
Her area.
Yeah. It's not going to disgust anybody, you know? So we clear that and I'm like, okay, there's that. We're good. We caught it in a diaper, you know, we're just going to have normal poops from here on out. And for a long time we did. We just had like these little poops that he would have. I think if I had to guess, there was just like a quarter, maybe an eighth of a cup of substance that's coming out of this kid. I'm like, okay, I've calibrated
so
the amount of poop that this kid makes every time. So I'm not going to sit there and wait for him to poop more. Or if he hasn't pooped very much, I'm like, okay, you probably have some more. And for a while, it was pretty good. I was able to predict and able to like, prepare for every poop and diaper that I had to change. Enter
until
the day. So
dun dun dun.
Yes, sound effects, please. Yeah. So, my son starts farting. I'm like, oh, he just ate. He's farting. We're about to experience a poop. So we do this thing called EC. Well, we call it EC. It's called elimination communication. If you ask me, it's the dumbest title to anything, but it's essentially potty training your kid from infancy. So instead of if we think he's gonna poop, which we kind of gotten into a routine of like, okay, he usually poops after he feeds. Let's go take him to the bathroom. Let's sit him on this little, it looks like a top hat, but upside down. And we sit him on it and he pees and poops in this thing. And it works pretty well. Of course, he throws a fit, but whatever. He sits there and he poops and pees in his thing and then dump it out into the toilet or whatever. And we clean it up and then we change his diaper.
You can't that's or how whatever that. I just want to clarify for a second.
Yada, yada,
we
yada.
Throw it behind the changing table and let it sit there. Really try to increase the value of our condo. You can do anything you want. Okay? We just choose to throw it in the toilet. That's our specific preference. I don't want to offend anybody.
Or whatever.
So, okay. He poops in the thing. He's done. I take him to the changing table. As I'm wiping him up, his butthole starts like, like a leaky faucet, just poop dribbling out very slowly, like bubbles here and there. He blew a bubble with his butthole at one point. So it's just dribbling out. I'm like, this is weird. I've never experienced that before. So luckily I had put a diaper under him already. So I just grabbed the front of the diaper and I prop it up because I don't know what's coming. This is very out of the ordinary.
Are you okay? I hear sirens. Are you okay?
Well, unfortunately, we do live right next to a fire station. So as far as I can tell, our building is not on fire.
Are you okay?
I'm not on fire. I can tell you that for sure. So okay, I think okay, I'm okay, good. Good. Yeah. So I lift up the front of the diaper and the poop continues to come out. And I'm like, okay, this is out of the ordinary, but I'm prepared. I got the diaper there. It's coming out. It stops. I'm like, okay, that was really, really weird. So, well, I'm not going to put this diaper on him. I got to take this diaper away. So this is already far more than he's ever pooped in one poop session already. I was like, there can't be more. Take the diaper out. As I take the diaper out, I'm putting it in the trash can underneath.
PTSD for me.
This is not, I cannot underemphasize the amount of force that this poop stream projectile chunk nugget came out of my son's butthole. Our changing table is, I want to say, like 2.5 to 3 feet long. He's at the head of the table because that's where all the stuff is. I hold him with my left hand and I reach over with my right to all the stuff. And then, so he's on the head, at the head of the table. He shoots this turd. This liquidy, gooey, tarry turd across the changing table, over the little railing that keeps him from rolling over, onto our door and carpet. This is a good four to five feet away. It's a paintball gun. It literally.
It's a paintball gun.
Like, if the paintballs had broken as they're flying through the air, then yes.
But just peppering the whole condo right now.
Yeah. And Jordan's like, all I can say is help. Because the initial ejection of the poop was like there was something blocking it. And now there's just this free flow. It's just coming out. It's just flowing out of the butthole. All over the changing table, all over the back of his body, all his back like crawling up. And I'm like, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. I pick up my son. I just rush him over to the shower and I'm holding him covered in poop. And my wife and I are now tasked with trying to clean up the massacre that has just happened.
Mm-hmm. So that's why you bought the thistle recently.
Yes. And we bought the wet vac because there are now poop stains on our floor that I have since taken several attempts to clear out. But I can tell you that the amount of poop that came out of my son that day was easily 5 to 10 times the amount of poop that he's ever pooped in his and any other individual time in his life. Yeah,
this kid is gonna do
unbelievable.
He's gonna do amazing things.
And now, in the most ironic turn of events, my son has been pooping every like 4 days. And now we're on a higher record. He hasn't pooped in 6 days. So I don't know what's going on.
This is the same kid.
Same kid, complete opposite issue.
Dude, right, he's storing up a. He's gonna.
I am
just
terrified. I am.
He's
up
a
at
ticking
night
time bomb.
Wondering when the time is gonna come where there's not enough diapers in the world that I can put on him. That when this happens, it's gonna be a blowout. So I just
maybe
have that event sitting in front of me until it actually happens.
I want to encourage you though. There's
can someone
50...
poop on me right now to just get the anxiety out? I just need to acclimate myself to poop.
Yeah.
There's a 50% chance you don't have to deal with it. Just throwing that out there.
I think the fact that I don't have boobs and can't feed this kid already designates me as the person that's probably going to have to deal with it.
Well, nothing triggered me more, my anxiety more, than when you said that he had pooped on the clean diaper. Even that first step that you have to go and like replace the one that you had already pre-stuck under the kid gives me anxiety because how many times, you know, that 2 seconds in between taking out what used to be the clean diaper.
Oh, that's the worst.
And shoving in the new diaper is like, for whatever reason, the kids just like automatically know. Yeah. It's like they wait. It's like they just wait and they're like, well, I could pee right now.
or I could pee right when there's no diaper under me.
And I'm pretty sure I heard my son go, ah, ah.
Gotcha.
Exactly.
Gotcha. Oh, man. That is not a...
That is rich.
Oh, it was... Literally. The consistency was very thick and very dark. It was not a normal... Ugh. It's pretty bad.
Marconias, isn't that the almonds?
Please don't.
No, I'm serious.
Is it something
isn't
that, that I
isn't eat? That the, no,
I think it's called meconium.
That's
the
poop,
almond
the
or
first,
the poop? Oh.
No, the poop thing.
Yeah, because I like the it's still those white almonds is the Marconas. Anyway, moving on.
When my daughter was born, she pooped in the middle of in utero, I guess they call it, in the middle of being delivered. And she was covered in poop when she came out. She looked like that meme of the little kid
that's
covered in peanut butter. Yeah.
Kill me. I'm here.
They had to bathe her right away. It was so disgusting. She looked like just covered in peanut butter.
Mm. Yeah.
Like she's going up against Predator.
Hey, don't say gross about my daughter. Don't say that. That was beautiful.
Get to the chapel.
It was for the poopitarian, it was a sight for sore eyes.
I've never been more proud.
What's a pirate's favorite color? Maroon.
And with that, let's end on a strong note. That was probably as good as it's going to get. So anyway, thank you all for tuning in to...
It's over already?
Oh,
come on.
It's over. I'm cutting him off. Yep. You'll thank me later. Thanks all for tuning in. This is, again, the Canispam Podcast. You can catch us on Twitter at CanispamPod.
Not called Twitter
we
anymore.
We have a website.
Oh, God.
You can catch us on X. And you can...
you can X us?
You can X us. You can send us a message using letters. Whatever.
Letters besides the letter X?
Yeah, yeah. And suggest segments for the podcast or comments on the terrible pirate jokes. What have you. We will try our best to respond to you in a timely manner. But we just appreciate your listenership, and we love all you guys and hope to be back in a few weeks for another episode. So we
so
sure
good
thanks again for listening, and we'll catch you next time.
Shoots. I don't know why I'm waving. I'm waving goodbye. Didn't really need to do that.